On the eve of his departure to Brazil for the World Youth Day celebrations in Rio de Janeiro, Pope Francis, from the window of the Apostolic Palace, asked those present in St. Peter's Square on Sunday to accompany him spiritually in prayer for this, his first apostolic visit.
Vi chiedo di accompagnarmi spiritualmente con la preghiera nel viaggio che compirò a partire domani.
He also entrusted what he called this new stage of the great pilgrimage of young people across the world to the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who, he added, is so loved and venerated in Brazil. The Holy Father was speaking following the recitation of the Angelus, underlining that at this time young people should listen to the voice of Jesus. The week of World Youth Day, said the Pope, could also be called World Youth Week, as it is a week devoted to youth. Peering down at the huge crowds in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis noticed a banner held up by a group of pilgrims which read, Bon Viaggio, or Have a Good Trip. He smiled and thanked them for their good wishes.
Io vedo scritto laggiù, Buon viaggio. Grazie.
The Pope on Sunday also focused his attention on the Gospel reading from Luke, which recounts the story of Martha and Mary and their brother Lazarus. Pope Francis described how both sisters offered hospitality to Jesus on his visit to their house, but in different ways. Mary places herself at the feet of Jesus, while Martha is busy preparing things. The Holy Father explains that both of these disciplines, service and prayer, are needed to serve the Lord. They are not two opposing attitudes, but on the contrary, both are two aspects essential to our Christian life, aspects that should never be separated, but lived in profound unity and harmony.
Non sono due atteggiamenti contrapposti, ma al contrario, sono due aspetti entrambi essenziali per la nostra vita cristiana.
Even in our Christian lives, continued the Pope, prayer and action are always deeply united. A prayer that does not lead to concrete action towards a poor brother who is sick and in need of help is a prayer that is sterile and incomplete. But equally, Pope Francis said, when in ecclesial service you are careful only to give more attention to objects, functions and structures, and forget the centrality of Christ, you are likely to serve these earthly things and not God. At the end of the Angelus, Pope Francis, as has become traditional, wished all present a good Sunday and a good lunch. I'm Lydia O'Kane.